Welcome to Ampersound, a podcast brought to you by the team at Fishlist. Ampersound features snippets from our interactive online magazine, Ampersand. In this podcast, we bring you 30-minute episodes of our chats with people such as Laura Gao, Mona Arshi, and Poppy Jaman. Our guests welcome us into their multi-hyphenate walls and let us in on their side hustles, passion projects, and ever-evolving identities. Hobbies versus work, where do they draw the line?
There was always a disconnect between becoming a performer and my love for music. Somehow I feel like there was a compromise because it's a friend. I'm not supposed to ask my friend to feed me every month.
Sometimes we mistake what we find pleasure in as hobbies as feeling we need to either monetize it or become a genius at it instead of just saying, oh wow, I just really like this, this is great.
What does it feel like to play catch up?
I came to poetry a bit later than a lot of poets. I feel like I'm kind of a new age evangelist for poetry because I discovered it a bit later.
It took me a long time to accept being a beauty outsider is where I'm comfortable. Like, a part of me was really super shy about it. I think a lot of it is about how you own your story.
We also get deep into the tricks they use to keep themselves going.
If you don't make it till you make it and overstate your own abilities, even internally to yourself, then you're gonna get really discouraged.
After every book, you do feel spent. There are things that you can do to trick yourself into writing or trick yourself into believing that you can write again.
And finally, how do they define their identities?
I would say that I'm a designer and a writer and, I don't know, like a creative hobbyist.
In the beginning, you said a multi-hyphenate. That is a great word, honestly. I'm constantly looking for new things to try out and new jumps to take, because why do the same thing for the rest of your life?
Thanks for joining us. You can find us on Apple, Spotify, Google, or wherever you get your podcasts. For their full stories, check out ampersand-mag.com. That's ampersand-mag.com. We hope you enjoy the stories.